Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on Nun Amud Beit. Zok Terei Leke Mishnah. Hamakadesh Isha Ubita O Isha V'Yachotah Ke'achat Einan Mekudashot. Somebody gives Kiddushin to two women who cannot possibly both be married to him simultaneously. So let's say he's a Mekadesh, a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister. And he gives Kiddushin to both. Neither of them are Mekudashot. Uma'aseh b'chamesh nashim. There was an actual story where we had five ubehen shtei achayot, of five women, of whom two were sisters. V'liket adam echad kalkala shel teinim. Now the Mishnah is constructed in a way to tell us many separate chidushim over here. Let's not pay attention to the other elements, which we'll get to in the Gemara. But what happened is this guy picks up a basket full of figs. And it happens to be that these figs belonged to the very women that he was trying to be Mekadesh. V'shelahen haita, but it was shel shvi'it haita. The figs were shvi'it figs. Forget about all of that for now. It's just confusing data. But the point that it relates to the opening is that he said to the five women that are kuchem mekudashot li, all of you should be married to me. So the halacha is, if one of them went ahead, kibla achat mehem ha'idekulam, they appointed one of these women to be their agent. So an agent was mekabel the kedushin simultaneously for all five women, and it came in front of the Beit Din, and the chachomim paskind that eina achayot mekudashot. It's not that we have to deal with a suffix of which one of the, neither of the sisters is mekudashot. So now this is a tremendous chiddush. In other words, if I am attempting to do something which I can't have everything that I want to do, I'm a Kaddish, these two sisters, then what the Mishnah seems to be saying is I can't have either. Neither of them will be chal. I don't have to worry about the whole thing. It just explodes. So, how do we know this, that an oxymoronic condition, so to speak, because you can't be Mekudashot, both of them can't be Mekudashot to you, that it becomes a meaningless pursuit? Omar Rami Bar Choma, look, it's a chiddush in the Torah. The Omar Kra Isha El Achotah Lo Tikach Litzror. What is the Torah saying? How does the Torah put the isser of marrying the sister of a wife? What it says over there, a woman to her sister shall not be taken to bind them together. In other words, so what is it saying? That in the act of binding these two women simultaneously to you at once, lo tikach, you will not have access to either of them. Tosis points out that the diya cannot really be from lo tikach, because the word lo tikach appears also b'chai de'lav. Like Isha b'tzolei yikach, and he's not allowed to go yikachu Isha grusha mibala or so on. So why would we say kedushin is chal on chayvei lavim? It also says lo tikach. The point over here, says Tosis in the Gemara, is that we've decided that we treat both of them as an isur karet. Once we treat as an isur karet, then we already know from other pesukim that kedushin isn't chal on isur karet. So, but we're putting it as if lo yulo lekuchin afilu b'achat. If you attempt to take both of them at the same time, you get married to neither. Amalei Rava, says Rava, look, man, you can't chop up a pasuk. If you want to say that that's the meaning of the pasuk, then the pasuk has to be interpreted that way throughout, consistently. All right? So then how are you going to explain the fact that on this pasuk, among the other arayot, it also says at the end of the parasha, Yahachi, does that explain Hainu Dechtiv, when it says in the Torah, V'nichretu ha'nefashot ha'asot mikerav ha'am, that anyone who does such a thing and they sleep together are chayav karet? Why would you be chayav karet? You're allowed to sleep with two sisters that you're not married to. So if you're telling me that the meaning of the pasuk is you will have kedushin in neither, then what is the yisr of sleeping with them? I don't understand. The yisr only kicks in when you take one of them as your wife. So then the other one is the sister of your wife. There's no yisr in sleeping with two women that happen to be related. So therefore, there's no way he kedushin lotafsi. If there never was kedushin over here, so karet mi mechayev, how do you get karet? So this is obviously, what, are you giving me a drasha that can't consistently be fit into the pasuk? Please. Then that's not what it's all about. Elam Arava, look, forget about a pasuk. This is simple logic, okay? You're trying to create a raya from the Torah that basically I can't do an oxymoronic kinyan. That's a svara. Because what you have over here, the pasuk is clearly talking about the way everybody understands the pasuk. Krab Zacharze, don't take the sister of a woman to whom you're married. That's what the pasuk means. The meaning of the Mishnah that is saying that you cannot have both of them at the same time and then neither of them become your wife, that is just logic. Kidder Rabba. And Rabba pointed out the logic in that. The Omar Rabba. Koshe eno bezacharze, apfil bevatachat eno. That if you cannot achieve something one after the other, then it becomes a contradiction that is prevents it from happening at all. So take these two women. If you took one, you couldn't have the other. Okay, now let's look at the other one. Well, if you took the other one, then you couldn't have that other. Okay, so then you can't have either by taking them at the same time. So there's no difference between trying to do something one after the other and thinking that now you'll get around it by doing it together. I mean, it's absurd. You're not doing anything. It's a contradiction. Mine obey. And therefore, it's a simple svara, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Since I can't achieve it, it's therefore completely annulled, what I'm trying to do. So that is Rabba's chiddush. Gufa. Let's take a look at that chiddush. Amar Rabba, kol she'eino b'zachar, ze'afilu v'atachat eino. If you cannot achieve something linearly, then you cannot achieve it. In other words, it can't be consecutive, it can't be simultaneous. That's all that he's saying. It makes a great deal of sense. Problem is that we find places where it doesn't seem to kick in, this rule. For instance, Eitve Abaye. Here we've got a case of Har Marbe B'Maaser. Now, what does that mean, Marbe B'Maaser? The Torah allows you to take off, it's B'chai of you to take off, 10% of your produce, but no more. Let's say you try to take off 20% of your produce for Maaser. So then, that's not Maaser, right? Taking off a fifth, not a tenth. You can't take off a fifth. You can't add. You can't create Maaser from nowhere. Maaser is only what the Torah defines as Maaser. So let's imagine a case like this. A guy has split up his produce into five parts. He takes out four parts and he says, okay, this is the chulin part. He's now holding the fifth part. Now what he really should do right now is split the fifth into two, and now he's got a tenth, and add one tenth to the chulin. Let's say that he had first taken off half of that fifth for Maaser. Can he now make the second half Maaser again? Absolutely not. Once Maaser is taken, that's it. You can't take Maaser from Chulin, that is Metukan. Okay. So what he tries to do is, instead of taking off one tenth and then another tenth, he takes off a fifth all at one time. Okay. Now that's a classic. It cannot happen consecutively, and you're trying to make it happen simultaneously. And the din is that it does happen simultaneously. So how do you explain that? It says over there, Perotav Metukanim, that actually what happens is that the four parts that he set aside are mitukanim, but the maaser itself is a wreck. Why is it a wreck? Because basically within this fifth, 50% of the fifth is maaser, and what's the rest? No, the rest is screwed up. Because he tried to make the whole thing maaser, he never took off maaser from this maaser, so now he's got tevel mixed up now with his maaser, now what's he gonna do? So the maaser is mikukal. He can't eat this maaser until he's mitakein from somewhere else, obviously. Okay, now, I'm sorry, but Rama, am I? According to what you're saying, we should say you couldn't have done this consecutively, right? So, kol she'eino b'zachar zeh, afilu b'vachat achad eino. So now, it shouldn't have happened at all, and you just start over again. Why does it say perotav metukanim? Why are maaserotav mekulkalim? Omar Leh says, Rabbi, that's not a problem over there, because maaser is a unique case. Because, look, you can take off maaser, initially, in a prorated fashion. Therefore, there's nothing inherently contradictory about saying, okay, this 20% is my maaser, because what we explain that to mean is 50% of this 20% is your maaser. If you wanted to take off half of every grain, let's say you would have said, half of every grain in this pile is for my maaser. Is that okay? Yes. So that's what you did. So now you're saying, but you'll never, that's right, you'll never know. That's why we're saying the maaser is mekukal. That's true. But could you say half of every sister is my wife? No. Okay. So that's exactly the situation. If we cannot interpret what you're saying in a meaningful fashion, so we're saying it couldn't have happened consecutively, then it doesn't happen at all. But over here, we can certainly say the guy's taking off 20%. Okay. What that means is I'm taking off half of each molecule to be meiser. So now what am I supposed to do with the meiser? Nothing. Too bad, buddy. But what about the rest of the stuff? It's metukan. So there's no comparison. So therefore, I say, shiny maaser to ite lachatzain. You can certainly have maaser by prorating it. Let's say if you would have said tikkadesh palga palga dechitata, half of every single grain should be maaser. Is that okay or not? Yes. Kutcha, that would be fine. Oh, come on, that's the answer. So I'll ask you, how about maaser beima? Can you have half of a beima being kadosh? No. No, it's either the tenth is kadosh or it's not kadosh. You can't have, you can't take the tenth and the eleventh and then say, okay, half of the tenth and half of the eleventh. Okay, so that means that according to what you're saying, if we would take the same case by maaser beima, then we should say it's not maaser. Aha, we got you, because that's not true. Maaser beima, which is leka lechatzayim, v'leka b'zachazeh, you cannot take maaser one after the other, and yet v'yomar Rabba is the correct yirza. Rabba himself, who says that kol she'eino b'zachazeh, he says over there that if two animals come out at the same time in place of one, which is the tenth, and this guy calls the two ten animals number ten, So then what happens is that number 10 and number 11 are indeed both mixed up. And we don't know which one is which. And that means you're going to have to bring, now the other one is a carbon shlamim and so on. What do you mean? I thought, could you have made both of these animals kadosh? No. You tried to make them both kadosh. Rabbah. By your own logic, you couldn't have done it consecutively, so now you can't do it simultaneously. So neither are kadosh. Don't try to tell me that's because, well, you could really make half of one and half of the other. There's no such thing as a half of maaser. So that obviously is not the solution, huh? So what do you explain over there? That's not a problem at all, says the Gemara. As you know, maaser be'ema has a very unique halacha. Where that unique halacha is that you can define maaser mistakenly, and it's still maaser. Because as the Mishnah says, there it's ite b'ta'ut. And we learned that out of a pasuk. The Tznan, as the Mishnah points out, if you mistakenly call number 9, 10, and then 10 comes out, you say, whoops, 9. Oh, this is 9 and that's 10. Then the 11th comes out, you say, oh, that's the 10th. The din is that all three of them are kadosh in different ways. There we go through what's the halacha of each one of them. But the point is that the Torah allows you there, as opposed to the case, I mean, you can't have a partial mistaken kedushin of an achot, or you can't have a partial mistaken kedushin of meiser of tvuah, but you can have a different type of maaser, maaser beima. So over here, if you took both of them and you called them both asiri, it isn't true to say that it's eno bezeach hazeh. It is bezeach hazeh in a weird way, but still there is kedushat maaser beima bezeach hazeh, and therefore this is not a valid question on Rabbah's rule. It's a greater. I've got to find out. What? If he does it all at one time. And then he sets it aside and he says, all of this is maaser, yeah, and it's mekukal. Because some of it is not maaser and he didn't take off maaser. What are you doing? All you're doing is taking the Gemara and you're adding a case where it's only a smaller percentage. So why would you think that would change anything? Because you don't like the Gemara. You always do this. I don't like it. To me, it's not logical. So let me bring you a case. You're really going to say that? Yes, I'm really, really going to say that.
How exactly can you be in the field? One grain is too much.
What you can do is you can be metaken it from somewhere else. That you can do. But we'll see. It can be, that's something when we get the sugyas of maaser, you're allowed to guesstimate. But yes, that's the rule. That's how it goes. Ask the Gemara. Okay. So now you've got one case where it can be done by halves. Alrighty. You've got another case where I have a special pasuk that tells me mistakes are acceptable. Alrighty. Okay, I'll find you another case. Okay, look here. You want to push me into a corner? I got you a case. A korban teirah can only be brought with 40 lechem, right? It needs to be brought with 40 different chalas that you're bringing together with your korban teirah. You try to bring 80 chalas or 41 chalas, you can't do that. Now, the din is, over there, a todah, the lete b'ta'ut. Over there, there's no such thing as, I accidentally decided that I want these to be the chalas. I can't do that. If I have the wrong chalas, I had in mind dark bread and said it was a lot. Whatever the case is, the din over there is that b'ta'ut, it's not chal. And the halacha is that once you made your 40 chalas kodesh, you can't make any more kodesh. So it's leta b'zachazeh. There's no way to do it consecutively. And yet, look at this, v'itmar, and yet we find that in a case where you initially have 80 chalot, todash nishchatal shmonim chalot, we have the sheet of Chizkia, who says, well, 40 out of the 80 is kodesh. And Rabbi Yochanan, who says, lo kachal arboim mitoch shmonim, no, we don't have. That he holds of Rabbah. He says that Koshina Mazakh is head. So I feel about Akat Ina, right? But the problem is that since over here we would paskin like Chizkiah, because we always paskin like a Rav b'mkom Talmid, unless it's after the time of Abai Avarava, as we mentioned earlier. And Rabbah is claiming that Koshina Mazakh is afilu v'atachat Ina, and here we see that that's by no means true la halakha. Says the Lord, but that. What's the matter with you? Did you forget that we explained that machlokas? That machlokas is not the way it appears to be. Lav Itmarla, did not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explain that machlokas? That everybody agrees, both Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan are in agreement, that if the guy would have said, Kolecha de Amar, I want 40 out of these 80 to be Kodesh. So why did he set aside 80? He was worried something would happen. They become Tame, he wants to choose the nicer, whatever it is. So he says, look, I only want 40 out of the 80 to be Kodesh. There for sure, there's no problem, only 40 are kodesh, right? So you'll say, which ones? You don't know. Fine, that's another problem. what to do in a case of a suffix and how you eat it and whatever, but obviously the Kiddushin in that case is chal. The Kiddushin is chal. Furthermore, everybody has agreed that if you said, lo yikachu arba'im elohim ken kachishmonim, I only want these lechem to be kodesh if I could have all 80 being kodesh. I'm not interested in this miserly 40 lechem tona. So everybody is maida. That's certainly not possible. And lo kachi, because he said, I don't want any of it to be kodesh. So the machloket over here between Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan has nothing to do with the legal principle of kosher b'zeach hazeh. The machloket is, what did the guy have in mind? That's all. So what is the machloket? So now to elabisatam, the guy didn't explain his intent. So one man, the Omer, says, look, he obviously wanted only 40. The reason that he had 80 was because he had backup in case something would happen. And his only intent was lachrayut kamechavin, and therefore it is chal, because he wasn't attempting to do more chalot than are possible. Umar sama the korban gadol kamechavin. The other man, the Omer, who says, well, this doesn't work, is because he thought to bring a korban with 80 chalot, which can't be brought. Okay, so now we don't have any problem with Rava. In other words, logically, it makes sense. We haven't found a case where there's a contradiction to Rava's Yesod. Of course, Eino B'Zeach HaZeh, Eino B'Bat Achat. Well, let's take a look back at the Mishnah and think about the Mishnah in a different way. Let us say that Rava's Yesod wasn't true. Let's pretend for a moment that if something cannot be done consecutively, it could still be done simultaneously. What would the result be in a case where somebody goes ahead now and is Makadosh two sisters? Well, the result would be he'd have to give a get to both of them, because which one would he be allowed to have as a wife? The Abbots again arbitrarily decide, okay, I'll take you. He was Makadish both of them. But what this means is that we have a case over here of a Kiddushin, which can never be consummated by definition, because each one of these women I have to look at as the sister of my wife. But the case of Isha Ubita, I have to look at as, well, she might be my mother-in-law. I can't sleep with her. Good Lord. Or... She might be my stepdaughter. See, even if the Kiddushin would be Kiddushin simultaneously, I wouldn't be able to act on the Kiddushin, because I'd have no way of saying one is my wife as opposed to the other. But that means that we have a case of Kiddushin, she'inan misurin leviyah, a Kiddushin that can never lead to intercourse. Is that a Kiddushin? I mean, isn't the whole point of Kiddushin is that it creates the circumstances that allow you to be sleeping with somebody? If now, by definition, this is how Tosfos understand it, it's the very Kiddushin that has messed you up. If it hadn't been for the Kiddushin, you could have been perfectly able to take either of these women to bed. Now, because you made the Kiddushin, now you can't. Now, does that make sense, that that's Kiddushin? It's a contradiction to the nature of Kiddushin. How could the Kiddushin be the thing that prevent you from sleeping with a woman? It's irrelevant. But the kinyan that he made is a kinyan that can never lead to intercourse. Therefore, what happens to be is that it's Rava who has, in general, the yesod, that kedusha that's not misurin leviyah, is by definition ipso facto. It's not a kedusha. So why was Rava looking around for an explanation of the Mishnah, which is koshen b'zeach hazeh? The Mishnah is a very simple and straightforward explanation. Since you created a situation here where you can't have either of these women, so therefore there never was a kedusha. Without getting into the technicalities of simultaneity and consecutively, it's irrelevant. What you did can't work.
Start again all over?
That's right. Start again all over? That's right, you can. And according to the other shot, you can't. You can also say. Is that a problem? You don't want to give people a second chance, is that it? Boy, that's an accountant, let me tell you. Meet us at din all the way. Okay. So, in that case, says the Gemara, why didn't Rava just say so? V'Rava. Lama le'lishnuya ki Rava. Why in the world would Rava say like Rava? Typically, he has his own shita, which is Kedushin Shein Mitzurin Leviyah. So he should say, well, the Mishnah is a case of Kedushin Shein Mitzurin Leviyah, you know. No, you're right. Rava himself didn't understand the Mishnah that way. When Rava read this Mishnah, it made 100% sense to him. He said, oh, here we go. The Mishnah is basically saying, if you're going to give Kedushin in a way that can't be consummated, that's not Kedushin. Then he hears now Rami Bar Choma's complicated pshat. Here is a pasuk that says you can't take two sisters simultaneously. So he says to Rami Bar Choma, look, come off it. The pasuk is not saying that. The pasuk is talking about one after the other, obviously. Otherwise there wouldn't be any karet. Now, if you really want to find that the logic in the Mishnah is what you're saying, that it's simultaneous, then that's just rational. It's not a pasuk. Personally, I don't think the Mishnah is talking about that. I think the Mishnah is saying something much simpler. But, I mean, there is, of course, a logical principle that would have told you what you're trying to say. But don't try to find it in a pasuk. That's all that he's saying. So, ledvarav de Rami Bar Chama ka'amar. He was just saying, according to what you, Rami Bar Chama, is trying to prove from the pasuk of Litzror, forget about it. But instead, go to Rabbah and find the rational basis for it. But I'm not saying that that's the meaning of the Mishnah. Okay. So now, I must point out to you, gentlemen, that this changes the entire meaning of the Mishnah. And indeed, this is going to end up a problem. Because the way Rava is learning the Mishnah, if he holds that it could be a function of Kedusha and Mitzvah Leviyah, then you don't need to define the case as trying to be Mekadosh two sisters simultaneously. Because even if you would have given two women who are sisters Kedusha, and you would have said, one of you should be my wife, without saying which one, according to Rava, neither would be your wife. Because since by not defining it, you now assert both women on you, because each one now you have to treat as Achot Ishto. So then you don't have to come onto a case where both of you are Mekudashot to me. Which means that actually the Mishnah flies in the face of Rava, if you think about it more closely. Because according to Rava, why is the Mishnah setting itself up as both of you are Mekudashot to me? No. One of you is Mekudashot to me. That's bad enough. Because Lamaisa created a situation of Kedushin and Mesir and Leviyah. Remember that according to Rava, it's more of a logistical problem than some type of basic logical problem, right? Okay, so the logistics break down that way too. You can't take either of these women. And the reason you can't take them is because of the condition. And therefore it's condition Shana, Masur, and Leviyah. This the Gemara is going to get to. But let us recognize that we've got a problem the way Rav is doing it. Okay. So now we start off gently, says the Gemara. Itma. Let's look into this sugya. Kedusha Shana, Masur, and Leviyah. The truth is, it's about locus between Abaya and Rav. Abaya says, Havi Kedusha. We don't look at the moral and logistical implications of Kedusha. We look at the Kenyan. If the Kenyan was made, it's a Kedushin. She's saying, well, what am I supposed to do with it? Don't do anything with it. Give her a get. What do I care what you do with it? But that doesn't define the nature of Kedushin. Rava, Amar, lo avi Kedushin. Rava said, what's the contradiction in terms? Omar Rava says, Rava, I'll tell you where I got this from. The truth is, I learned this out of Barahina. Barahina is the name of a Chacham. He was Masbir, where I would come up with this idea. Because since it says in the Torah, Ki kach ish isha uva Allah. Now I ask you, what do you need to talk about intercourse for? That, what's that pasuk really referring to? Kedusha Kesef, Kikach, is we learn our Kikach, Kikach, Mistei Ephron, right? And all of a sudden, the Torah is talking about Uvala. What do we have to be so graphic for? Therefore, it's coming to tell me, because we need to link the Kikach to Uvala. So either the Kedusha ends up in bed, or forget it, it's not Kedusha. So Kedusha Abisurin Leviyah, if it's possible now to be Uvala, fine, then Havi Kedusha. But Kedusha She'inan Misurin Leviyah, lo Havi Kedusha. Okay, let's look now at the following Tanan. Hamakadosh isha ubita uisha achotak yachad einan mekudashot. Look at our Mishnah. This Mishnah flies in the face of Rava. Because here it says the only reason that it's not mekudashot is because you're trying to make both of these women your wife. Ha'achat mi'isha ubita mi'isha achotak. But suppose you would have said one of the two of you, then mekudashot. Ramai. According to Rava, this is kedushin she'ena mesurin leviyah, you know. Ki yofta to Rava, check, Rava. What are you going to do with the Mishnah? So, now this is so brilliant, because to see the level of information, of possibilities that Rebbe put into the Mishnah is just, it's awe-inspiring. Says Rava, Amalaka Rava, okay, you think you checked me, okay? Let me check you from the same Mishnah. Because look at the Seif in the Mishnah, Ema Seif. The Mishnah, again, a child reads the Mishnah, it seems to hold together, make perfectly good sense. Points out Rava, no, the Mishnah not only doesn't hold together, it's completely contradictory. Because the end of the Mishnah says, Ma'aseh b'chamesh nashim, u'be'en shtei achayot. Now there was this story where somebody sees these women, five women, they all look very pretty to him, he wants all of them. Now it happens to be that two of them are sisters, right? So he grabs now, liket echad kalkala shel teinim, v'shelahen haita, v'shel shvi'it haita, v'yamah harei kuchem mekudashot li bekalkala zo. So he now tries to mekadosh all of them. What happens? Say the Chachomim ein achayot mekudashot. Now I ask you, sir, when it says over here that sisters are not mekudashot, what about the rest of the people? The rest of the people apparently are mekudashot. Okay, okay. So tachayot u'deinu mekudashot, hanochriot mekudashot. Now you need to use your little thinking cap, says Rava. Hechidami, explain the case. Ilei medona kulchem. Did he say, all of you shall be my wives? Okay, now that's what you think, because according to you, the reason that the two sisters are not a problem is only because it's Einu B'Vatachat, and therefore Einu B'Zachazeh, and therefore Einu B'Vatachat. Now, is that the case? That he said all of you should be mine? What is the ruling where you attempt to make a kinyan where part of the kinyan is an absurdity. For instance, you say to a person, I would like to give you and such and such an unborn embryo who is currently about to be born, and I would like him when he is born to take, he's going to have half of this property, you have the other half of the property. What's the rule? That's like saying you and the donkey. You try to give a piece of property to you and the donkey, neither of them are able to be kena. A donkey can't be kena, and an embryo can't be kena. Is it considered not to be an obal olam? And the din is kni'at v'chamor. Now this is a classic case of kni'at v'chamor. He's trying to basically create a kedushin where two-fifths of this kedushin is attempting to take a chamor, for all intents and purposes. And the din is that at v'chamor lo kana. Therefore, the Mishnah's got a serious problem over here. Why does the Mishnah say the sisters aren't mekudashot? Nobody is mekudashot, okay? Now, the only other explanation is, do you hear the trumpets rising in the background, says Rava? The only other explanation is, El alav the armalu, achat mikem. Obviously, the only case could be, is where he said, look, I'd like all of you to be mine, even including one of the sisters. Without explaining which one of the sisters. And the Mishnah is nonetheless saying, neither of the sisters is mekudashot. And there's no suffering. Why? Obviously, because I'm right. Because the Mishnah is based on the Yesod of Kiddushin, She'elin, Misurin, Leviyah. He never attempted to be Mekadosh all of them together. Because if he had, the whole thing would have broken down. So what he said was something perfectly reasonable. One out of the two. Can one out of the two be Chal? Yes, there's no problem. In the act of the Kinyan, there's another issue, which is Kiddushin, She'elin, Misurin, Leviyah. That's not At V'chamor. Okay, so if that's the case, we see that indeed it's based on what I'm saying. What do you explain now? So now we've got a Mishnah. And take a look how Rebbe did this. I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. So now we've got a Mishnah that looked like it was backing itself up and forced us into a contradiction. So now we've got a problem with the Reisha for Rava and a problem with the Seifa for Abaye. Because if we learn that this Mishnah is talking about Dafka Koshein HaBazachar, so we have a problem with Kiddushin HaMisrim Leviyah. If we learn that it's talking about Kiddushin HaMisrim Leviyah, and we've got a problem with the first part, why did you limit it to Koshein HaBazachar? Love it. So, what are we going to do with this? Obviously, each one is going to have a completely different approach to the Mishnah. So, Rava Matar Tzatameh, Abaye Matar Tzatameh. Okay, let's start with Abaye. So, Abaye Matar Tzatameh and Rava Matar Tzatameh. Abaye Matar Tzatameh. Here's how Abaye will explain it. So remember, according to Abaye, there's no such yisod as Kiddushin She'elin Misurin Leviyah. Therefore, the only explanation of the Mishnah is the opening, which is, you try to do the whole thing at once. His problem is, so why is any of the women mekudashot to the Seifa? Okay, here's how I explain it. Let's start at the beginning, says Abaye. HaMekadesh Yishav Bitao Yishav Achota at one time. Enan mekudashot, which clearly tells you, as I'm saying, ha, achat mi Yishav Bita, or achat mi Yishav Achota, what's the din? Would be mekudashot. Why? Why not? Oh, because it's Kiddushin Misurin Leviyah. Who made that one up? Okay. Now let's go on to the Seifa. The Seifa is talking about a case. A guy sees five pretty girls. Now, he knows that if he attempts to be Mekadesh somebody who's a Chamor, then he's not going to get any of these pretty girls. So what does he say? He says, look, I would like to have all of those that I can. So if it's possible for me to have Kiddushin with you, then I'd like that. One of them goes out as Mekabel Kedushin for all of them. Now, he made it very clear that he's not attempting to make the kind of Kedushin that's impossible, and therefore it's not a case of you and the Chamor. And now he's created a situation now. So he says, Aruyali Leviatit Kadeshli. So then in that case, where he wants to make the one that's Ruyali Kedushin, but he's doing this now at one time. And he's saying, I want to be Mekadesh, but not where I'm going to get into an Atva Chamor. What happens? Because he's saying, I'm excluding those who cannot be Mekadesh to me. Indeed, there was such a case where his exclusion made perfectly good sense. We left out the two sisters, because he said, look, if the Kedushin is going to create an oxymoron, forget about it. I want to be Mekadesh whoever I can. So the Chachamim said, okay, so then whoever you can does not include the sisters. So Omru Chachamim, in Achayot Mekadeshot. That's how to understand the Mishnah. So in order to avoid the Atva Chamor, the guy says, look, I don't want to get into any type of Kedusha that's going to be oxymoronic, or Chamor moronic, and in that case, I want to exclude these. V'Rava, Metaretz L'Tami. So Rava now explains it the way he would. That's the time. HaMekadesh Achat Mi'ishah Obita. Rava says, here's how to read the Mishnah. Start at the beginning. Somebody is Mekadesh one out of an isha vita or isha vachotan. Then it's the equivalent of trying to be mekadesh both, because it's kiddush erim esrin uviyah, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. It's nasek and ish kiddush ishu vita isha achotan. Somebody now who attempts to create a situation where he could have one of the other is doing nothing. He might as well try to take both, because this is not going to work.
Why?
Because it's kiddush erim esrin uviyah.
He doesn't know who is who. Is that it? It's like that.
What do you mean? Would you explain why before? That when the Kedushin is the source of the problem, as Tosis puts it, how could that be Kedushin? You told me before I gave Kedushin I could sleep with this woman. Now I gave Kedushin, I'll never be able to sleep with this woman. This makes a lot of sense. So it's a contradiction in terms, right? Okay. So therefore, it's the same, as far as I'm concerned, says the Rava, that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. It's the same oxymoron to create a Kedushin, which it makes it usher to have a woman, as it is to attempt to take two women who by definition can't be yours. Doesn't make sense. And there was also a ma'isa. The chamesh lashim ubem shnei achayot v'likat echad kakalashu te'inim v'yomah harei kulchem. And here he says beferish. And one of the two sisters is not. I only want one of the two sisters. Otherwise, I know I'm getting into a ridiculous situation. I only want one of the two sisters. And they came to chacham and the chacham said it was just as stupid to say one of the two sisters as it was to say the two sisters. So therefore, neither of the sisters are mekudashot. So what Rebbe did is he pushed us up against the wall and forced us to choose whether we want to interpret the Mishnah along the lines of Kedusha Eina Mesirin Leviyah, or we want to interpret the Mishnah along the lines of Kosha Eina B'Zachar Zeh. And basically, what he really did, obviously, was create a contradiction that makes us recognize that there are two possibilities, and then we're going to have to deal with those two possibilities. We can force a Mishnah by shoehorning it into one consistent possibility, but remember that Rebbe Bedafka leaves open the multiple interpretations and does crazy things to make us consider those interpretations in order to preserve the information of Torah Shabbat Peh, as we pointed out many times. And when you consider the level of sophistication of the language here, you know, where everybody else basically knows how to grunt. You know, it's like the Israeli said in Parliament once, when somebody made a disparaging comment about Jews. He says, when the right honorable gentleman's ancestors were coming out of their swamps, my ancestors were priests in Solomon's temple. Just keep that in mind. And that's without the people recognizing the level of sophistication in language. Okay, so now we have two possible interpretations of this mission. Very good. All right, continues the Gemara. Tashma, hamekadesh bito stam. So somebody accepts kedushin for his daughter. Ein habogarot bichlal. So apparently this guy has got two sets of daughters. One set is over the age of Bogrot, they're 12 and a half and up, and the other is beneath the age. He didn't say which daughter. So it says over here, well, the older daughters are not included, because the father only has the right to be Mekabel for the younger daughters. Now, I mean, the implication of Mishnah clearly is that if he's got a set of younger daughters, Ketanot, that they are all going to have a problem. Now they're all going to need a get, because we don't know which one. The stupid guy forgot to say which daughter. According to Rav, it's Kedusha Shein Masirin Levianinu. V'tiyufta l'Rav, now this is a check. Because it says over here, all the daughters are included in the suffix. I'd explain that. Says Rav, well, I explain it by understanding that the two sets have one member per set. So, Hakamayaskina, Kedusha Ein Sham El Agdola V'Ktana. But it calls the set of the older ones plural, bogrot. I mean, so if one set has more than one member, then obviously the Mishnah is parallel. I mean, it must have used the plural to tell me that the sets are plural. Each one of them includes more than one member. No. When it says the bogrot, what it means is bogrot are not included in this problem, not the bogrot that he has. Bogrot in the world would never be included in this kind of suffix. That's all that it means. So my bogrot the alma. So then it's trivial. Why would the Mishnah say something that's completely trivial? There's no chiddush in this Mishnah. You're telling me if a guy has two daughters, one that he was able to be Mekabel Kedushin, and one that he wasn't, guess what? He was Mekabel Kedushin for the one that he is. Duh. Well, I need this in a Mishnah. No, says the Gemara. The Mishnah's talking about, obviously, the Mishnah's got to be talking about that the father was empowered to be Mekabel Kedushin for the Bogeret as well. Obviously, it's talking about a case where the father was empowered. So we're talking about different types of empowerment. By the Bogeret, he was empowered by having been made an agent. So the daughter said, look, Dad, be Mekabel Kedushin for me to find the right guy. And by the younger one, he was empowered by the Torah, who gives a father the right to be Mekabel Kedushin for his daughter. Nonetheless, and this is the big chiddush of the Mishnah, which is anything but trivial. The Mishnah is coming to tell me that if a person has two different types of empowerment, We can guess which one he utilized. That's what it's coming to tell me. I might have thought that ki mekabel kedusha adai tadida. Maybe we're at least doubtful, and maybe he meant to be mekabel kedusha for his older daughter. So adai tadida ka mekabel as a shliach. Kamashman, therefore the chiddush of the Mishnah is lo shavik inish mide de itrei hana'amine. A person does not drop something where he gets something out of it to do something where he does get something out of it. So where he's mekabel kedusha for his younger daughter, he's the beneficiary. This guy may pay him $100,000 for his younger daughter. He's not going to drop that in order to just do the agency for his older daughter, and she gets all the money. So therefore, we can know that he only meant the younger daughter. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, come on. I mean, Milo Eskinen, you're confusing the case. You're telling me that the Mishnah arbitrarily creates a case just to complicate matters where we have to assume that he's not getting the money for her, but he is getting the money for her. I mean, obviously, the Mishnah, once we're saying that he was empowered, we want to keep it parallelly empowered. I mean, Milo Askin on the armor like Yedusha Lididot, we'd be talking about a case where the older daughter said, and you can keep all the benefits. Because we're trying to keep it now parallel. So we've got two daughters, one of whom he's empowered with Yoraita, and one of whom he's empowered because that's the deal she made to make him an agent, right? And nonetheless, Afilo Hachi says, yes, it still makes sense. Because Afilo Hachi, lo shavik inish mitzvah the Rami Ale, liyavin mitzvah the lo Rami Ale. Since it is his business to get his daughter married, because as we saw before from Yirmiyahu, it says, et benotechem tnu la'anashim. So over there, he feels an immense responsibility. Look, this is part of what I'm supposed to do as a father. My older daughter is on her own. She's taking care of herself. For God's sake, she's 12 and a half years old already. So what do I have to worry about her for? So she'll do her own business. Right now, I've got a little girl that I have to take care of. And that he's going to do first before he takes care of someone that is not directly his responsibility. Okay, so that's not a right. Let's take the next case. Tashma. A guy over here now has two sets of daughters from two separate wives. And this guy's brilliant. Kidashti et biti agdola. I was mekabel kedushin for my oldest daughter. For my older daughter. But you know, I can't remember. Did I mean my older of the oldest daughters? Or did I mean the older of the youngest daughters? Or I might have meant the younger of the oldest daughters, who is older than the oldest of the younger daughters. Gee. So im ktana shebegdolot, who is nonetheless gdola min agdola shebegtanot. So this guy's not very clear about life. So kulan asurot, all of his daughters are asurot. Chutz biktana shebegtanot, the only one we don't have to worry about is the youngest of the younger group, because she certainly could have been referred to as the older daughter. Okay, so says Rabbi Meir, which according to Rava makes absolutely no sense, because once again we get into the kedushin shein of Mr. and Aliyah. So how do we explain that? We're talking about over here that he knew which daughter it was originally. He just now got mixed up afterwards. He knew precisely which daughter, and then he forgot. So it's not that there never was a clear intent. Daughter X was definitely Mekudesha. Now he's trying to remember. I was a little bit hazy. Who was daughter X? So now we don't remember. Who was sitting in the car next to me? Who was it? Does anybody remember who? Anyway, so at that point it became, the Kedushin was Chal instantly at the time that it was Mekabel Kedushin. And now we have a problem. It says the Gemara, so then it's trivial. So Yochi Maila Meinah, what's the Kiddush? You're telling me the Kedushin was Chal, but now it's Suffolk. Thank you. What's the Kiddush in that? Ah, because that's Lafukim and Rabbi Yossi. The point over here is that Rabbi Meir is coming to say, forget about Rabbi Yossi's approach. Rabbi Yossi says over here, Kulam Mutarot. Why? Because, except for the oldest of the oldest, right? That's it, Rabbi Yossi Shita. He holds, we've seen this earlier, lo mochet inish nafshe l'sveka. People do not use words that are going to get them involved in all type of possible different interpretations. And therefore, when a guy uses the word gedola, he would only use it as my oldest daughter. And the fact that he wants to say, well, I don't know, you're pushing me against the wall now. Obviously, that was his intent. Why would anybody say a word where he knows what might happen? Kamashman, therefore, the Rebbe Meir is saying, no, mochitin is nafshel sveika. People do use words loosely, and then they may get themselves into trouble. But Lamaisa, that's not a trivial idea. It's a major machlokes between Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. But it has nothing to do with our issue. Okay, let's take another case. Tashma. Min shekidesh achat mishtei achayot. A guy goes and he's mekadesh one of two sisters. Uh-huh. Now, according to Rava, once he's mekadesh one of two sisters, what's the din? Should be no kedushin. If it's kedushin, shenem misurin leviyah. Ve'eno yodea ezo kidesh, doesn't know which one it was. He has to give a get lezo. Why? Well, says Rabbi Achmai, it's game to shukal lezov nitarabu. There it's also talking about he knew each one of the sisters, and now he forgot. Dekanami, by the way, read the Mishnah carefully, and read the Brayta carefully, you'll see. Diktoni, eno yodea, he doesn't know. It doesn't say eno yodua, it is not known. So in other words, he doesn't know now. It was certainly known. So then I don't get it. So then again, it's trivial. So my lamera. You're telling me if you don't know which woman is your wife, then you'd have to give a get to both of them. Well, obviously. So my lamera. Truth is, nothing. There's no chiddush in this. The chiddush is in the continuation. The seifa is trichalei. What was the seifa? The seifa is like this. That if he dies, and he has a single brother, okay? So v'lo ach echad. So now this brother has to do chalitza to both of these women. He cannot take one of them. Why? Because any one that he takes may be now the sister of the woman that he was supposed to be chaletz. So what's he supposed to do then? So he can't be chaletz one now. And now we'll take the other one. Excuse me, sir. You're not allowed to take the sister of a woman that fell to you for evil. Yeah, but maybe this is the one that fell to you. Yeah, but maybe not. So that single brother can't do anything. But how about if he has two brothers? Then one brother can do the chalitza, and one brother can be miyaveh. Because once the first brother does chalitza, he now removes the zika from these two sisters. They're no longer, neither of them is now, but either one of them is going to be his real yavama, and the other one is going to be nothing. Not achot chalitza, because he didn't do chalitza. So therefore, if you do, one of them does chalitza, the other one can do yivah. And you know what? If both of them went ahead and did the wrong thing, and they both did yivah, okay, so they did it already. So then, ein motzin otam miyadam, we do not remove either of them from the other one. Because since the zika is gone anyway, yivam obviously removes the zika. And the only isra of achotzku kato anyway is the rabbana. So the rabbana did not create a knas over here, you did the wrong thing, therefore you have to do that. We don't say. Fine. So that was the seifa of the Mishnah, and that was the chiddush, namely, that dafka michla tzvar yivam, you must do first chalitza and then do yivam, but you can't do yivam and then do chalitza. Because there you have a chashash, the kapaga b'achotzku kato, you might be taking the sister of the woman that is zikuka to you. Zikuka means you need to do yibam. And you need to do yibam is a type of marital relationship. And until that zika is removed, you must not marry the sister of the woman to whom you must do yibam. And therefore, the Mishnah is coming to tell me that, but it's certainly not coming to address. That was just setting up the case. You know, we're saying, okay, you were Makadosh, one of two sisters, all right, you knew which one it was, now you got mixed up, okay, now what happens with the yibam? That's all. But the first part was not a chiddush at all. Okay, what about this case? Tashma. Shnayim shekichu shtei achayot. How about we have two now that were Mekadesh? Two sisters. So now, neither of one knows. Zeno yodei zekidish, zeno yodei zekidish. So now both of them need to give a get to both of these women. So zenoten shnegitin, vizenoten shnegitin. So both of them now give a get to each woman, okay? How could that be? What do you mean, how could it be? It's the same case. It's not that they gave to one out of the two. Each one over here, unrelated people, had given a kedusha to one sister, and they forgot which one it was afterwards. But they knew initially. So, you know, you can never tell those twins apart. What are you supposed to do? So, who grew the besof nitarvu? And by the way, it's clear that that's the case. It says they don't know. He doesn't know. I mean, obviously, it could be talking over there, but the easiest way to have said it was to use the passive sense. It is unknown. But the point over here is that each one of them now doesn't know. Shmamina. So you'll say again, so then it's trivial. Here too, continue reading, and you'll see why it's not trivial. Seifetz trichale. We need the last piece. The last piece runs like this. Mate. So now, it should say metu. They both die. And now, lezeach velezeach. Each one of them has a surviving brother. Zecholetz l'shteyam v'zecholetz l'shteyam. Fine. Okay, that follows from the previous case, right? Each one can only do chalitza, because he can't take the other one, because it may be achot chalutzatu. Okay. How about, now, lezeachad lezeshnayim? How about if one of the deceased has one brother, but one of the deceased has two brothers? Aha. So then the one brother has to give chalitza to both. And then the two brothers, one of them can do chalitza, and then one of them can do yibam. Okay, but also seems to be basically the same case as the first case, right? So now, im kadbuva katsu, if the two went ahead and were kones, then ein motzin miyada. But here the chiddush is that the single brother had to do chalitza first. That's the chiddush. So the davka michlat tzvara yavume. But if they would do yibum before, let's say the two brothers act, one of them does chalitza properly, and the other one does yibum properly. It's not properly, because the other guy did not do chalitza to remove the possibility of her being a yavama l'shuk. She may be another person's yavama, not his at all. Forget about achot zkukato. So therefore, in that case, Yevumi, for anybody to Yivam, before all parties have done Chalitza, is a big no-no. Why? Because in that case, he is basically bumping into a woman as an Isser Lav on him. Possibly, she may be another man's Yevama. And that's all that it came to bring out. Yevama Lashuk means a person who is not the Yevam taking a Yevama. So she's now out in the marketplace for you. She's not in the marketplace. That's called Yevama Lashuk. All right, to be continued. So far, it's a shame. I'd love to get up to the two dots, but I see that you're getting antsy and you're fancy. Ah, you're willing to spend another 3 minutes, huh? Does anybody have a problem? You got a problem? Oved Levi's got a problem? Oved Levi. Can we take another few minutes?
We already took it.
With concentration? Even a little bit like lifting of the veil? Ooh! It's too much. Okay. So let's just continue then a little bit. Tashma, and here we've got our final case. The Tani Tivyumi. This is a big problem. One guy has 5 sons, my 5 sons. And another guy has 5 daughters. Okay. So now he says, one of your daughters should be Mekudeshet to one of my sons. So now all of the guy's 5 daughters need 5 gittin from the 5 sons. Okay? So kol achat v'achat tzricha 5 gittin. Now, how about if Meit Echad Mehem, one of them dies. So now, Kol Achat V'Achat Tzricha 4 Gittin V'Chalitza. So now she needs 4 Gittin, because she can't be sure that the guy who died was... Plus, she needs Chalitza from at least one of the brothers. And now, she can finally go and get married. She's got a very thick tikka in the Rabbanut. Yeah. All right. Now, how do you explain this, according to Rava, okay? How in the world could you explain the case? I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, it means that we knew which one it was and then it got mixed up. That's your stock answer. Unfortunately, your stock answer doesn't fit. Why? Because v'chitem, you're going to try to tell me your old answer. That then the language is hopeless because the language says, achat mibnotecha li'achad mibanai. Now explain that language as meaning hukru l'besof. The whole point over here is one out of. Isn't that the whole point? Okay. Tiyufta to Rava, and bang, this is really serious. Tiyufta, he's out of the water, kaput. This is checkmate. There's no possible way out of this. And therefore, the halacha is, like Abaye, that Kedushin Sheina Masur Leviya is Kedushin. And this is one of the famous, it's the kuf of the Yal Kegam. The Yochata Kavata de Abaye, there's only 6 cases out of all the hundreds of arguments of Abaye of Rava where Abaye wins. And this is one of them, and this is the famous kuf of the Yal Kegam, which is the simon for those 6 cases. Alrighty, this was an exciting day. Who's staying for the rapid review? Amakadesh, Shavitao, Shavachota, Gachat, and Amakudashot. 7:30! Let's try it again. Amakadesh, Shavitao, Shavachota, Gachat, and Amakudashot. בחמש נשים, מהם 2 אחיות, וליקט אדם אחד כלכלה שטענים ושלהם הייתה ושבית הייתה, ויאמר הרי כולכם מקודשות לי בכלכלה זו, וקיבלה אחת מהם על ידי כולם, ויאמרו חכמים, אין אחיות מקודשות. מינו הנמילים. עומר רמי בר חומר, יום הקרא אישה לאחותה לא תיקח לצרור, התורה אמרה, בשעה שנעשו צרות זו לזו one time, לא יהיה לו כוחין אפילו באחת מהן. אמר לי רבא, כמה, אני ארכי, אני דכתיב ונכרתו נפשות העושות בקרב עמם. If there's no kedushin, how's there karet? Karet ממחייבי, אלא אמר רבא, קרא is obviously בזך הזה. If you want to explain the Mishnah, then you'll have to say matnitin is just logical to the rabbi. The Omer Rava Koshin Bazach Zeh, Afilu Vatachat Eino. Guf Omer Rava. Koshin Bazach Zeh, Afilu Vatachat Eino. Eze Abai, Habar Amar, Bebe Maaseh, Perotav, Metukanim, Maasrotav, Mekukalim, Vamai. Nima Koshin Bazach Zeh, Afilu Vatachat Eino. Omer Lei, well, Maaseh is different, because there it's Yisei Lechat Saim. Let's say a guy said, Titkadesh Palga Palga Dechitata. What would be the Gotcha. Okay, man, how about Maisa Behima, the Lekha Lechatzayim? And it definitely Lekha Bazakhazah. And nonetheless, Omar Rava Yotsu Shnaim Basiri, and he calls both of them Asiri, the din is Asiri Vechadasar Muravim Zabazah. Why? Because Shaini Maser Behimad Ite Bitaud, the Tzan, Karala Chi Asiri, Asiri Chi, Lechadasar Asiri, Shloshtam Mekudashim. Okay, so what about the case of a Todah? We're over there. Leti b'ta'ut. Veleti b'zeachar zeh. Ve'itmar toda shenishchatal shmonim chalot. Z'machlok es chizki omar katshver arba'i mitoch shmonim. Not like Rava. Rabbi Yochanan omar lo katshver arba'i mitoch shmonim. But la'vitmar lo already in Rabbi Yishra ben Levi. That hakomodim kol echad yomar katshver arba'i mitoch shmonim katshver. Loi katshver arba'i me'ela im kein katshver shmonim. For sure lo katshver. Because it's koshen b'zeachar zeh. Lo nech lo galo b'stam, or marsov al akrayut kamechavin, or marsov al korban gadol kamechavin. I don't get it. Rava, lomalei l'shnoiki Rava. I mean, all he needed to say is that the Mishnah is typically kedusha shenu b'sur and levianinu. Why? He was only saying the dvar of the Rabbi Bar Choma ka'omar. Itma. Kedushin shenu b'sur and leviabai omer avi kedusha Rava omer lovei kedushin omer Rava. Barayina azbrali, ki kachi shisha uvo Allah, Kiddushin ha-mesurin leviyah ha-vekiddushin, Kiddushin she'inan mesurin leviyah lo ha-vekiddushin. So, ha-mekarada shisha uvita ha-vishalachot ha-keachat enim ha-gudashot. Oh, does that not saying that achat mishavita or achat mishavachotah is be-gudashot? Why? Kiddushin ha-mesurin leviyah nino, to yuvta rava. Amalach rava, come on, v'latay mechem ha-seifa. Ma'aseh b'chamesh l'ashim v'mishtei ha-chayot, liketa kar-kakala shetainim v'shana hita v'shoshvit hita, v'yavare kuchem mekudashot v'kakala zo, v'yomlu chachamim en ha-chayot mekudashot, which is clearly saying ha-chayot udeinu mekudashot, but nochriot would be mekudashot. Aha, why? Echidami. Ilei madama kuchem, then it's kniyat v'chamorgu. The dinner over there is kniyat v'chamor lokona. El alav the amalahu achat mikem, and nonetheless it says in achayot mekudashot. Aha, which proves my contention. Okay, so now we got a problem. The rova kasha reish labai kasha seifa. Well, abaye matarz l'taimi, the whole thing in rova matarz l'taimi. Abaye matarz l'taimi, I'm a kadeshi shal b'tawei shavachot takachat einan mekudashot, which is clearly saying like me. If it would be achat misha mibita or achat misha vachota, she would be mekudeshet, all right? Now, im amar haruya leviyat et kadeshet, so he specifically says, I only want kedushin ha-mesuri leviyah over here. And there, I want a woman that can be mine. So then, okay, einan mekudeshet. And indeed, now the ma'aseh comes to explain that. U'ma'aseh nami v'chamesh nashim. ובהן שתי אחיות, וליקט אחת כהקלה של תאינים, ואמר, הראויה לי מכם תתקדש לי, אמרו חכמים, אין אחיות מקודשות. But that's because he said so, not because that's the rule. אבל רוב המתארץ את העמי, המקדש אחת מאישה וביתה, או אחת מאישה ואחותה. That's always the equivalent of כמיש קדש אישה וביתה, או אישה ואחותה כאחת. Just the same oxymoron, don't you understand? And therefore אינן מקודשות. ומעשה נעמי בחמש נשים, ובהם שתי אחיות, ולקט אחד כהקלה של תאינים, ואמר הרי כולכם, ואחת משתי האחיות, מקודשת לי. נו, אומר חכמים, אין האחיות מקודשות. Why? Because קדושין מסורים לביאה. תשמע, המקדשת ביתו סתם, אין הבוגרות בכלל, הקטנות are בכלל, ומאי, קדושין מסורים לביאה נינו, ותיוב תדרבה, אמר לך רבה רמי עסקינן, ושאין שם אלא גדולה וקטנה, and it's one set. That's the point. Then why does it say bogrot, huh? Bogrot ketani. Now bogrot means bogrot the alma. So then yachmai lameimra. Hachmai eskinen de shavita shaliach. Ma de tema. Ki makabo kedushin adai to di dog. Kamakabo. Kamashman lo shavakinish mide. To eat le'aman anamine. To be osek bimide to let le'ana amine. What do you mean? Milo eskinen d'amale kedushin le di dog? Still, I feel hachi. Lo shavik it is mitzvah d'rami alay, v'avid mitzvah d'l'rami alay. Toshma. Mi ishi yesh lo shtei kitei banot b'shtei nashim. V'yamar ki dashti et piti ha-gdola v'eini yodeim g'dola shpe-gdola. Im g'dola shpe-ktanot. But for that matter, even k'tana shpe-gdola, who is g'dola min ha-gdola shpe-ktanot, kula nasirot chutz v'k'tana shpe-ktanot, if Rabbi Meir. Why? Nach, v'vay eskinem b'shuk, v'sof di tarbo. Tekan amin yiktani. Eini yodea. Does it say, ein yadua? Shmamina, so then Mayachim alamemra. Lafukim Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Lomachis in a shnafshil sveika. Kamashman damachis in a shnafshil sveika. What's your problem? Toshma. Mi ishi kidesh achad mishtei achayot. Ve eino yodea ezo kidesh. Noten get lezo ve get lezo. Ach ma yaskin kishuku, ole basof nitarvu. Tekan ami diktani eino yodea. Velo katani eino yadua. So Yachim alamemra, save it svichale. Mate, velo achachar. What is his name? היו לו שניים, אחד חורץ אחד מייבם. אם קודמו וקצו, אם מוצאים אותו מיידם. וחידש בין, דווקא מחלץ והורי יבומי. אבל יבומי והורי מחוץ לו, וכל פגע, באחות זה כל כתום. תשמע, שניים שקידשו שתי אחיות. זה אני יודע איזה קידש וזה אני יודע איזה קידש. זה נותן שני גיטים וזה נותן שני גיטים. החינם מישהו כולו בסוף נתערבו. תקן עמיתי קטני אני יודע, לא קטני אני ידוע. שמע מנס, יוחי מהלמימה. סייפי צטריך עלי. מתו לזה אח ולזה אח. זה חולץ שתיים וזה חולץ שתיים. לזה אח אחד ולזה שניים. אחד חולץ שתיים. And then the shnayim echad cholitz v'echad miyavim. Im kodu v'kantzim etzion zom yadam. And over here the chiddush is that both have to do the chalitza first. Dafka michlatz v'ar yavumi. Alva yavumi v'ar michlatz lo. Because here, the kapaka b'yavam alashok. Tashma the tentative yumi. L'zecha misha banim l'zecha misha banot. V'yomar achat mibnotecha mekudeshet achat mibanai. Kol achat v'achat tzuchecha misha gitim. Meit achat miyam, ben kol achat v'achat tzuchecha arba gitim v'chalitza miachat miyam. So what are you going to tell me? The whole point being here, achat mibnotecha leachad mibanai katani. Tiyufta the rabba, tiyufta, veyokotak vatadei abaye, viyal kigamba.